I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. Not only has Americans' life expectancy increased in recent decades, we are also healthier later in life. Since the early 1990s, the average 65-year-old has gained an extra 9 months of life expectancy, but gained a full year of disability-free life on average. David Cutler, an economics professor at Harvard University who researches disability, has reached the conclusion that people in general are in much better health right up until the last year or two of life. This is in stark contrast, he says, to previous generations in which people may spend their final 6 or 7 years of life being very sick and in and out of the hospital. Today, the majority of elderly Americans are healthy until they are near the very end. Research bears out that the change in disability rates has been substantial. In the early 1980s, 1 in 4 elderly people had difficulty living independently. Today, they are fewer than 1 in 5. And despite a major increase in the number of elderly in our country, the nursing home population today is virtually the same as it was 2 decades ago. Yet another testament that the health of the population is improving even as more people live to older ages. Some of the reasons behind the healthier aging trend are better prescription drugs, better medical devices allowing for greater mobility and independence, and a sharp decline in the rate of cigarette smoking. For all the challenges surrounding health care in America, there is one of our health care system's good news stories. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.